Okay, we're beginning on the Emunah podcast. We're live. I'm just going to turn on, don't record this part. I'm just going to turn on the YouTube.
Hey, go for it.
Facebook, and we're ready to rock. Let's do it. We have Uriah in the house. Uriah is our going? New friend.
Baruch Hashem.
We're going live. Thank on God. All platforms now.
3, 2, 1.
Here we are. Let's go. Emunah class 106. I can't believe it. We are flying today, literally. The Jordan's flying. Everyone's flying. It's amazing. We're going to go live on Instagram at Brez of English. Check it out. And YouTube, Facebook, already live. Brezov.com. Good job. We finally got the class up from the last guest we had, Dr. Benjamin Klempner. Amazing. But guess who joined us? Surprise special guest. We didn't make a big deal out of it because I didn't want to yet confirm on all the platforms until you were here in person. Uriah.
I felt like it was time.
Yeah, that's everything, man. That's everything. It's all about timing. Yeah. You know, my uncle is one of the biggest guys in the music business. He said two things, timing and being very honest.
Yeah.
So we're going to try to do both those things today. And that's the key to success in the music business. And he definitely was successful. So we're going to go in that way. And we're also going to go in the way of the teachings of Rav Shlomo Morish. We are holding page 306 in A New Light. We're not starting it yet, but it's good to keep there. We're going in the footsteps of the Tzaddikim. That's the title of the learning today in A New Light. Check it out. Uri's got his own copy, and we're going to give him a few presents as well, these booklets and books, and it's all a lot of paraphernalia. It's going to be amazing. Yes. Say hello.
How you guys doing?
Yeah, Instagram crowd. There's already some people waving. Let's move it so we don't see the mic as much. That's better. Oh, what a good-looking guy.
Wow. I try.
Yeah. Hashem. Okay, so good. So let's go now into the beginning of the class. Thank you, Uri, again. So just going to do a little intro to the class, what we're doing over here. We're after Shavuot. We're still wishing a full Shlema to Avra Bas Chana. She's had a lot of healing, thank God. Tila Rivka Bas Masha. And of course, Rav Shalom Ben Yemna. And I had to tell you a story on the way to the class, waiting outside for you to come on your scooter. I got a picture of us outside.
Yeah.
Right there was the Rav walking past just before you came. Wow. So I got to get a kiss on the head and a blessing. And he says, what we're doing is so beautiful and so good. And he was only giving us encouragement and strength, which is perfect timing because that is the theme of the class. Today's class is The Last Dance. And I already told you personally why it's The Last Dance. But on a general level, for all the people out there, we're at the end of days. We are now coming to a completion of this exile. So it's up to us to really tune into the energy that exists, to dance with it, to really bring the Lech HaDodi, like Kabbalat Shabbat vibes, so that we can receive Mashiach, we can receive the end of days in the best way.
Amen.
And since it's these last days, we also are doing a last dance. We need to do it with the advice of the Tzaddikim, as we just learned here. We're going in the ways of Tzaddikim. What was the advice of the Tzaddik? What's the ultimate advice of Moshe to Yeshua and Yeshua to the Jewish people, Moshe Rabbeinu, our teacher, and Yeshua Ben Nun? What was their advice, you know?
Tell me, please.
Okay, good. Rak, Chazak, V'yamatz. They were the three words that they left us with from all the way in the Chumash at the end of Devarim and at the beginning of Sefer Yeshua, Yeshua Ben Nun. We see that as he's coming into Eretz Yisrael and Moshe Ben, as he's passing on the journey to his protege and his Talmud, his student, Yeshua Ben Nun, he's giving him the most important advice of only encouragement and strength. Strength and encouragement.
Yeah.
Chazak is strength, and amates is encouragement, courage. That's what we need for our generation more than ever. So all of us are going through that challenge. It's a universal experience in the whole world. We all need as much encouragement as possible.
Sure.
So everyone out there, you can share some love while we're on the class, share some feedback, give some love to Uriah. You can check him out on Instagram. We put the link already on the YouTube, and we'll get it out there on the Instagram and Facebook and all the other platforms. Uriah at underscore.
Uriah, O-R-Y-A-H-H, with an underscore after that.
Okay, let's hear it from the man himself one more time.
It's O-R-Y-A-H-H, with an underscore.
Okay, go check out Uriah. You'll see some amazing footage from recent tours of Nissan Black. That's sort of what introduced us. I think that was the way in which we heard about each other, yeah?
Yeah, I think it was around,
Because he had you on a tour with him in Miami, and and you also, I saw you a musician as well.
Thank
God. So, you know, once we've got Nissim, we've got music, then everyone who knows me knows I'm going to be excited about it.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You got that. Okay, so let's just go quickly into the intro, and we'll get back to Uriah, and then we'll get into the class together. Thank you, Breast of Emunah. Hashem bless you all. You can see also if you want to read it along. Some nice words over here. Always have an extra copy because we leave these two sheets for the rabbi and the corner up there. We leave it for him for the Q&A so that when Rav Shalom Roish is here and Rav Dan Elgod, our wonderful hosts, are here and they're translating, and last week was Ralph Cohen, we have the opportunity to go through your important and needed questions. But we're not going to do the questions today. We're just going to do the feedback, and we're not going to do the whole other intro before that. Yes, thank you for Ellie Goldsworthy dedicate. Oh, I like that one. That was a good shout out for myself. Anyway, thank you, President Mamun Hashem. Bless you all. Just read about this yesterday in the Garden of Riches, Amen. Baruch Hashem, Ex-Forsev wrote, Yom Tov Shavuot, Shabbat Shalom. That's right, because we just came out of Shavuot, and people were very excited about the post we made before Shavuot, always bringing some love online before the Chagim. Welcome back, Ralph Cohen. That's from me, actually. I wrote that to him on the class. I was very excited to see him here, and we even had some classes go up on Brezov.com. They didn't manage to make it on the YouTube. The people in the office had some editing issues. I don't know. Anyway, but we're going ahead. Happy Yom Yerushalayim. Good, that was a week or so ago. Good Shabbos, some deep house, Kedusha Baruch Hu vibes, Dob Lev wrote. Thank you, Hashem. Is the Rav all right? Is he not well? So we wrote back to him, yeah, you definitely need to pray, and he is having issues verbalizing, but keep praying, and we hope we'll have an Emunah tour in the not too distant future. Will I be on it? That's to be decided. Yeah, it'll be the first year in many years. Still deciding whether I'm going to actually have the merit, or they'll have the merit either way, of me being on it. But either way, with MunaLive.com, check it out. Keep partnering, keep giving some love. Rav, someone else wrote, Faz Sentidol, love you, Rav. Romeo and Susan Dyer wrote, Amen, Hallelujah, forever praise and thank God. You like that one?
Forever praise God.
Praise the Lord.
I'm with him.
Nigat Sima wrote, Baruch Hashem, Rabbi Yonatan Balayesh and Rav Shalom Orish's shorts. Yeah, there's a lot of viral energy going on with the shorts these days, all the short content. Yeah, so we'll try. If we get a good clip from here, we'll cut it up, and that's how we roll these days. Down Therapy Clinic. Yeah, that's Dr. Benjamin Kleppner's. He wrote, Ellie, it was such an enjoyable experience as last week's cast, being on your podcast. Thank you for allowing me to share my healing with you and your listeners. We had like these gongs and all this cool stuff. Yeah. Wow. If you watch the cast there, it's very healing, especially now we've got the official version. The sound is much better. So check it out on Spotify and all the platforms. And you can feel the vibrations even through the headphones of the gongs and the chimes and the energy that he created. It was very healing, personally. Anyway, let's go ahead. Sigalit Davidov, wonderful lecture. I love how he brings up Andrew Huberman and Tony Robbins and ties it into Judaism. He's definitely what our generation needs. Very level-headed. This is talking about Gedalia Fenster, who's featuring on our platform for years. And we hope when we do the Emunah tour, we'll be joining with him. And I hope even sooner. I'm thinking about going to America in the summer. Anyone wants to meet up, I'm happy to do so. Miami, New York kind of area. So midsummer. So if anyone out there wants to see me in New York, talking about that, I'm going to London in less than a few weeks. So anyone wants to meet up in London, actually it's more than that now, a month's time, I'll be in London, July the 6th. So anyone wants to meet up there as well, be a pleasure to see you. Asher Silverman, have the pleasure with working my brother Yosef Danil on music. You know Yosef Danil?
Yes.
He's done some work with Nissim as well. Yeah. He's such a great guy and a special person. So we gave him a shout out because he introduced us to Dr. Kleppner and is also past classes as well. He actually was the most attended guest, even more than Nissim. He came here 6-7 times, I think. Wow. Nachman Uman, try starting with COVID. I don't know exactly what that was referring to, but we'll read it anyway. Pop Collier, thank you to Rav Orish for all the time he spends sharing Emunah with us. Yes, it's true. He is Mosa Nefesh. He does not sleep as much as he needs. He does not eat as much, he's not rest enough. Mm-hmm. He is sharing Emunah, and he's a role model and example. And the fact that he gave me those words of encouragement motivates me to keep doing what I'm doing. And like I said, guys, if I'm not here in the near future, I'll keep doing these weekly classes on my own platforms either way. So I'm always there with the Rav's mission of sharing Emunah global. That's the real story. Anyway, PT phone home. I think that's ET phone home. That must be a joke. I love Gedalia. Brendan Tiller wrote, Baruch Yigali, Amen v'Amen. Mari Tova, gracias Hashem, gracias Rapos. You know in Spanish? I'm not such a star at that. Mi Amor, and then a whole other message just about Yonatan Balayesh. Baruch Hashem for Rav Shalom Orish and Rav Avron Cunningham. We had that already last time. And just to end off the feedback, Yeah, we already did that last week. So we're going to go to a special guest. We're not going to say his full name is Uriah. That's how we're saying.
Yep, that's the name.
That's how it goes. Okay, the flow is Uriah. And we wish all of you a beautiful week. Thank you again for joining us. And like I said, there's two pages here left over of questions. And we do give them to the Rav, and they are slowly getting there. Okay, so let's hear about Uriah before we get into all the other stories of the books and the learning.
Thank you. So definitely, first off, thank you for having me over here.
Real pleasure.
We were trying to meet for a little bit. It never happened.
Well, Parshas Balatzka is Pesach Sheni, so there's always a second chance.
There's always a second chance, exactly.
Yeah. So, I was starting to freak out a little bit.
I knew it was going to happen. It's just a timing thing, but thank God, listen, we made it happen.
Yeah.
It's all meant to Shemayim. Like you said, the Bracha and the Rav, you know, it was all meant to be.
Yeah, exactly.
It was already planned. But so a little bit about me. I guess we're going to start from the beginning, or
your choice. This is your flow.
Okay, so there's a few things at the beginning that are kind of interesting. So I guess I'll kind of shed some light to that. So my name is Uriah. I was born in Miami, Florida, originally, and I'm a
nice place, by the way.
Beautiful place. Thank God. So I moved to Boca when I was like young.
Yeah, that's good.
I was born in Miami.
Boca's also good.
Yeah, good place. Thank God. A lot of good people over
growing
there.
Growing shoe.
Shout out to Boca Raton. So I was adopted into a Jewish family from the day I was born.
Wow.
Right? So they discussed whatever the procedures and process was that, oh, he's going to be adopted to this family. They had a few meetings before, and my parents didn't feel connected to some of the other options that were out there. And I they didn't even know me yet. But for some reason, my mom felt the connection towards me.
Wow.
And she's like,
beautiful.
You know what? I want him. So that was kind of how that happened.
Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, anytime. So that's kind of a bit of an interesting start to the situation. And from there, I had a Jewish upbringing. My dad was a rabbi. I mean, he wasn't a rabbi of a community of a kehilla, but he graduated, got smicha, whatever.
Wow.
My mom was a lovely Jewish woman. And so I had an upbringing with that. And up until ninth grade, I went to Chavetz Chaim school. I did that. And then I went to a school called Hillel Day School. Just half Hebrew, we did Gemara, whatever, this Nechumash, all that fun stuff. And then we did English studies throughout that. So it was half Hebrew, half English. And then after that, I went to public school. So it was very interesting for me going to public school because I didn't even know what that was. Like, whatever, I didn't know that there was other stuff out there than Judaism because it was just such a, like,
sure,
we're in this and that's all that's involved, right?
So I didn't grow up religious, so I didn't have a Jewish like understanding of either way.
Right,
And I went to state school, which is like maybe like even more hardcore than public, because England's pretty rough.
I know a little bit about England over there.
Yeah, so it was pretty rough, and I definitely was one of the few Jewish souls there.
Right.
So I can understand a little bit of like being exposed, and I mean that was my group upbringing pretty much. So.
Wow! I'd love to hear it also obviously.
Yeah.
About
I have a story.
More of your story, I'm sure. So. Yeah. So I went to public school after that, and it was obviously a different experience for me over there, because you have everything over there, right?
Sure.
So I'm showing up, my keeping my tzitzit on, my bag, I'm ready to go. I get to the door over there, and it's just like, I'm just like, whoa, what is going on? What is all this stuff? Like, what's going on? And, you know, it kind of took, after a while, whatever, you're there for 4 years, 4 or 5 years, you kind of get used to the lifestyle is, and I kind of did get used to it. I ended up getting like really long hair. I had dreadlocks, probably till about here.
Yeah.
I had an earring on this ear. I looked a little bit different than I do now.
When I came to you, I had long hair and earrings.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
So we got some common
a little
ground,
something. Man. Yeah. And I was also working in music. I love music. Music was a big thing in our house growing up. My dad was very into guitar, singing, and stuff like that. I hated singing growing up, ironically. I hated it. Anytime he asked me to sing, I would leave the table. I was like, not my thing.
Shabbos Mir, wasn't it?
Oh, Chas Shalom. Yeah. Chas Shalom asked me to sing. So
you went to the rock and the guitar.
So I play the piano, yeah. He's a guitar player, I play the piano.
You're the piano man.
Played until I was about
four. Oh, that's right. I've seen you on doing your tracks and stuff.
Thank God, yeah. So I do that with Nisi, with whoever. I do it for fun, thank God.
Amazing.
And I play, I make my own music as well. All the beats, all the everything is like basically done by me. He was very involved with the music, so I ended up getting involved in music too, but it was my own type of music. I did that for a while, and I worked in I was kind of going to the studio. It wasn't the best environment. It was not the safest environment. I started involving myself in people that Hashem wasn't their priority. Hashem wasn't their first priority. And I was involved with that for a while, and then basically, I after that I went to music school.
Oh, cool!
I finished high school with my long crazy hair,
yeah.
And then after that I kind of came off.
Wow!
And then
I went to music in university. I studied.
Yeah, same. That's what I did. So I went to school in Miami.
Yeah.
Music school.
But this was there. Like a proper like focus only on music at school.
Yeah, same.
Because when I went to uni, it was like a general uni, and they had a music department.
Yeah.
So it wasn't as focused. No. I actually really wanted to do that. But
that wasn't what I had to. You had to take tests to get into school or whatever, a bunch of stuff. It was only music. We did music.
Amazing.
9 to 9, 8, 9 hours a day, and then I stayed extra. But it was more on the audio engineering side. So it was more post production for movies. It was a bunch of fun stuff like that. So I was doing that for a while. I graduated that, and I started working my way in the music industry. And I was doing that up until I came to Israel. I kind of quit the secular industry, and I decided to come here for a number of reasons. But so I was working my way in the industry. I was growing religiously also. So what happened was both my parents passed away when I was 21 years old.
Wow, that's rough.
So they. That kind of took an effect on me. I mean, I started the school with my mom. My dad was not around since I was 13.
Mm.
My mom passed away when I was 21. So I started the music school with her around, but then I finished it with just myself, right? So where I started to get kind of more religious on the religious side was that I saw, like, from my community, even when I was, like, a little bit less involved, I saw how much people were still there. They were involved to the max.
Mm.
And they saw how, like, Hashem was their priority, and it was mine too. But I wasn't. I was a little bit confused. There was other stuff going on in life. It wasn't as clear. But they helped me. They helped make it clear for me. And they were there for me. They taught me how to cook food because I didn't have any brothers, sisters, uncles, cousins, really, like that I speak to. So I had to figure out a lot of life by myself. So that's what I did. But it wasn't really by myself because I had them. They helped me out with a lot of things, and thank God I was taken in by a family.
Amazing.
That was that family that I went to my schools with when I was growing up, my Jewish school.
Wow.
Yeah, and they helped me.
This is in Boca Raton.
Yeah, it's all in Boca. Yeah.
Wow. Good people.
So yeah, thank God they were kind of the people that helped me see like God's light a little bit again.
Amazing.
Yeah, kind of, I just went up from there. Thank God.
Wow, and we came together online once you were sort of making a decision to come to Israel, but you were still touring in Miami. Like Nissim told me, there's this cool guy that he's gonna work with in Miami for his tour.
Yeah,
because he used to have David used to come with him, but he was around. In Israel.
Shout out to David, by
yeah, he's still. Sorry, yeah. I toured with him in England. It was amazing.
We're together every day. Yeah.
Yeah, he's learning in the old city.
Yeah, right next door to me.
Amazing. I think he's learning like in a Sfardi.
Yeah, Israeli Ethiopian.
With a Kaf Chaim or something.
It's called the Midrash Sfardi.
Midrash Sfardi. Okay,
it's
cool.
Right next to where I am.
Send my love.
Yeah, for sure.
We all send love because he came. He's past guest. You know, like
yeah.
We had Rav Dayan Elgood then. We had the whole team going, and you can check it out. It's a good class. He told his story. It was also very very profound and powerful. His journey.
Special guy.
And so Nissim definitely brought some special souls together, and it's included now in the light of Rav Oresh because we're sitting in their studio and Rav Shalom Moshe's, you know, in institutions. It's going to go live on his platforms as well as mine, and hopefully you can share a little bit.
Yeah, for sure.
But the concept is that today we want to go into encouragement and realize that our generation, because of all the challenges that are meant to happen before Mashiach, it was brought down in the Talmud, it's not going to be an easy time. Like, we are struggling, and it's prophesied as such that the end of days will be the hardest.
Yeah.
Ikvas de Mashiach, it's called in Chazal.
Yeah.
And therefore, we need as much encouragement as possible. That's why we learn these books. By learning, we've already realized it helps us develop an inner will, a strong will, and gives us ability to overcome a lot of those challenges. And all of us need that kind of inspiration, everyone out there. So I'm asking everyone online to give their love, give some encouragement. Everybody needs it nowadays, including when you're working online.
Sure.
You need to feel like there's some feedback. So we're going to learn a little bit from Rav Oresh, and hopefully then we can hear a bit more about Uriah's music, what his dreams are, what to do with his music, his journey, and what's his connection, you know, with musicians, like any stories he's had so far on the tour, because some of the footage you put up was beautiful.
Thank God.
So check it out. Okay, here we go. We go in the footsteps of the Tzaddikim. This is what we're learning today. Page 307, A New Light. And as we said, the biggest advice is from Moshe to Yeshua to the Jewish people really to the whole world, because all of Goyim were here to share the light to the whole world,
right,
about strength and encouragement. It was to that end in the youth, Rabbi Nachman wrote Sefer Hamidah. This is page 307. Now, the introduction to Sefer Hamidah states his purpose to allow him to see in organized form the tremendous depravity of a bad trait. So this is like going the other direction in terms of using all the formulas we've been discussing now. If you go back to my last three classes on mastering spirituality in a practical way, we discussed there how you need to organize everything, your learning, and have it very clear. So Sefer Hamidah, it gives you a book which organizes all your Midah, all the attributes that need to be sorted out. This indicates that superficial general learning will not suffice. Rather, a person must gather relevant material, summarize it, and study it deeply. That's why we're talking about mastery.
Right.
That's to become a master in his learnings, like a, you know, like a Jedi Knight kind of thing. Abdul. You have to become like a true sensei. And study it until he realizes, and this is page 308 in A New Light, that without attaining his desired trait, he's not really alive. Only when he realizes life depends on that trait, only when that awareness enters his soul, his neshama, or her neshama, because we're talking to everyone here, and he or she is on fire with it, can they stand before Hashem and plead with him to attain that trait. I like to keep it universal. That's why I'm adding in the theys and the she's. And because the guy who wrote this, you know, just thinking about it. For whatever reason. Thus, the introduction to Sefer Hamidah states that the purpose of this type of learning is to strengthen a person so that he'll be able to stand and pray to attain the nullification of his evil traits and cravings. So here we go. Let's hear a little bit from the Sefer Hamidah.
Okay.
Yeah, you heard of this book?
Yeah, I've heard of it. From
Rabbi Nachman.
Yeah.
Nachman ben Feig, Nachman ben Simcha, Sechus Yagin Aleinu, a big tzaddik. And we have also said dedicating this learning to Rev Edelstein. He just passed away, Gershon Edelstein.
Right.
And I was just talking to someone today about the importance of individuality. So it's very much in line with his message that he was understanding in Hinuch, in education nowadays. You have to treat people like individuals, not as a mass of religious people or whatever, or like a group kind of think. It needs to be individualized. Each soul is unique, and each soul has their guidance, and each soul has their purpose and their mission.
For sure.
And this is like what we're going to learn here. Hopefully we'll be in line with that. This book contains wonderful teachings that our pure and holy rabbi assembled in his childhood, which in his great wisdom he was able to infer from Torah sources. He gathered together all the material that he found in all the holy books dealing with ethics, behavior, and upright traits. He wrote these down for himself as a memory aid, so he might see with his own eyes the excellence of every good trait and vice versa. Thus go in the way of good people and keep to the pathways of the righteous. And I've seen this by Rav Oresh. He writes down everything, like on the trip, all the time he's writing.
Yeah.
Constantly editing and building and building and building more and more systems of understanding. Like he was writing a siddur that time, translating it the whole trip. He was busy with it. He directed us to copy everything he had written down so that the book may not leave our mouths, but we may study it always until we put an end to our evil traits. When a person sees a well-organized exposition of the basis of some evil trait, showing the tremendous loss that it causes and a terrible blemish that it engenders, he will have pity on himself and gird his loins. That's really old school language.
Loins?
Yeah. Loins is like the netzach, like the part of the human being which has strength in it.
Yeah.
I'd say nowadays it'd be the core.
The core? The essence, yeah.
The core is like what holds you up. In exercise, they always talk about the core strength.
Yeah.
To firmly withstand it, pleading with the compassionate one to rescue his soul from destruction by saving him from those evil traits or evil cravings and the like. And the opposite applies to good traits. He who considers a matter will find good. So this is from Mishlei, Proverbs. Yeah. The idea is that you have to consider it. It's very important. Like, guys, you need to think. Yeah, this is the challenge. Become not frum from birth. Not frum from habit, FHH. Yeah. And not be what do they call it? Yeah, from habit. Yeah, from habit. FFT. You need to come from
the
thought.
Thought.
Okay. From thought. Thinking. Use your brain, guys. I'm a bit of a fan of Ben Shapiro. We're trying not to get political here. But one of the things that impressed me about, he actually uses his brain. And it happens to be he's got a good one.
Yeah. Very sharp.
And now he's by you in Boca Raton. Yeah.
Nearby.
Not too far. Okay.
That's a big thing. It has to be personal. You have to find a way to make this personal to you.
That's right. And he will consider a matter of fine good, because it's you using your thought, not someone else's thoughts.
Yeah.
He will find proper advice on how to protect himself from some evil trait, because you have to deal with you at the end of the day.
Yeah.
It's your traits, nobody else. You can't fix someone else. You have to fix your own story before you can even get into discussion about helping someone else. It's really...
Everyone's got their own thing.
Exactly.
Everyone's a lot of individuality.
That's it. Thus, it's not without reason, Rabbi Nachman said, regarding Sefer Midot, this is my good, faithful, and dedicated friend. This made me into a Jew. That's what he's saying about the book. Not this book specifically, but this concept. Yeah? That this is my good and dedicated friend. This is what it's about, is... gives me guidance how to become a better person.
Yeah.
And this really will give people, humanity nowadays needs it more than ever. It will give fulfillment and happiness and joy so that you can do the last dance.
Yeah.
So you have the energy at the end of the week, Alucha Dodi, to dance with you guys. You're at the Kotel every
as much as I can be, yeah.
What's it like, Lel Shabbos? Let's hear a little
bit. Unbelievable. I mean, there's people everywhere. I mean, I'm sure you've been a bunch of times. It's very beautiful. Yeah. Energy is unmatched.
Yeah, I've been living here now since the 90s, so... Yeah. I've had many, many Kabbalah Shabbats there, and it's beautiful.
Every one of them is special. Even with me, every time I go out there, it's like, nothing gets old.
It's a little taste of what? Of Mashiach, of Me'ein Olam
Haba.
That's right.
As close as we can get for now.
Yeah.
God's help, it'll be here.
Amen. That's what we're discussing. We're trying to get ourselves ready for it. Regular learning times in review. That's the next part of the thing. Okay, so before we get into this, I just want to ask a story now from Uriah about encouragement. Because you said you have something to say about that,
I want to
forget.
First of all, definitely about making it personal for me. So when I was growing up, obviously everyone wants to explore. People are curious, and I was a very curious person myself. So as much as I wanted to continue going to Jewish school, I also wanted to see what else was out there, right?
Sure.
So I did. So when I went to public school, I worked in this and that place. I worked in the studios and stuff like that. But it really became personal for me. Probably when at the hardest time of my life, probably when my parents were not around, and because I had to, they weren't around. So where right? My Nevo Israel, where's my help going to come from? Right. So we realized in the end that through the Jewish people that it was from Hashem.
Wow.
And when I saw the most unimaginably selfless things these people were doing for me that barely knew me, whether it was my mom's friends, what this and that, it became really, really personal. And I was like, all right, I'm not going anywhere. This is where I'm at. I'm not going anywhere else. Like, this is the MS, and I knew the MS was Hashem, but it took a bit for me to make it personal. You know, it took me for a bit for me to make it my own. And I was like, okay, now I see. You know, I knew it was there, but it was from a different perspective this time. It kind of really, really brought me in.
Well, that's beautiful, because that really connects in what we're trying to do in these weekly classes, guys. We really want to go into the concept of the Garden of Yearning and Will. We want to understand that comes from within. It's an inner personal journey. Like, personal prayer is personal prayer. It's personal.
Right.
Yeah, it's not. That's why it's a Shmoneh Esrei silent. I heard from someone the other day. He said, because it's a personal journey of connection between you and Hashem. It's not for everyone else to hear about. You know, nowadays, everything's so public, you know, with the social media, and like, you have to learn how to interact with the world, and we have to try to become, you know, somewhat influential with our talents and our skills. And in a deeper way, there's a mission there. As Rav Oresh always talks about, sharing Amunah. Yeah. One of the things he said, someone asked this week on Sunday, what's going to bring Mashiach? What's going to bring us to this last dance? Someone asked Rav Shalom Oresh. He said, sharing my books of Amunah. Yeah? So... we're giving you a few books. We're giving you The Garden of Purity. Yosef Brown is a big fan of this book. You can ask him. You know Yosef.
Of course, my guy. Yeah? Of course.
And please send love. I haven't seen him for a while in person.
Absolutely.
He's been invited here for about 2 years, 3 years to come, and he still hasn't made it.
He's on his way.
Actually make him look better, because, you know, you're like, you only took 6 months or something.
This
is another thing we're giving. You will know about this, guys. Anyone who watches these classes, these wonderful magnets. What does it say on here? I love it when the guests read it. It's much more powerful than me saying it again.
Rav Shalom Arush, Amunah, Hashem loves me, and everything will be always good, and it will only get better and better.
Good line.
It's the MS.
Yeah, so that's one of the big concepts.
You.
Yeah, that's for your refrigerator or wherever you need it.
I have a spot for that.
Okay, and then we have all the booklets we're giving. We're giving Loving Everyone as My Own Child, very high level of loving another Jew.
Thank you.
We have Hashem Loves Me. Everyone, Hashem loves me. He does.
It's true.
Wow. The Law of Gratitude. Chokat Todah is another thing that Rav Oresh was talking about, another booklet that he was talking about this week. Very important. All your dreams come true. That's what we're going to get to in a minute. Your dreams and music, after we learn a little bit more. And then here we have True Happiness, which has this quote that we just had, but it discusses it a bit more based on the soul level. And then we have all these books on loving unconditionally, which was a big thing after
First
Maron.
First of all, by the way, I love the artwork on these. It's beautiful.
Oh, yeah, well,
whoever's
sure,
in
I
charge of that. I mean,
I'm just here to share.
I'm in
a Source of Salvation. This is, we'll end off with this one, this booklet. This is beautiful about bringing in Shabbat early. Wow. And I've given this to some people, and they every week, and they bring it in early, and they take it out late.
Take it out late,
and
sure.
It's a real thing. Shabbat has the power of bringing salvation.
He seems big on that too, with the Rabbeinu time.
Yeah, so, Baruch Hashem, Holy Nissim. So before we go back to your dreams, sure. I want to just now learn a little bit on page 309. I'm a little bit ADHD. I like to move around, you know.
No, I'm with you.
It's pretty normal for this generation. Yeah, so anyway, if I cut this up and put it on TikTok, no one would know.
Whatever you want to do. Whatever you want to do.
It will look like it's like somewhat normal because it will be like clips instead of like some ADHD flow. Sure. But that's how I go. Unity flow. I have three podcasts, by the way.
Yeah.
One on relationships called Relationship Flow. Link below in the description. Check it out. I've got Unity Flow podcast. I'm going to update hopefully tomorrow all about what's going on with the Unity bookings because I work with a lot of guys, artists. Yeah. There's another reason why I want to talk to you about some music stuff. Sure. Maybe we'll have a new Unity booking star in the making. Yeah, you up for it?
Yeah. Listen, I'm here.
Okay, we'll have to discuss the details after it's not for public consumption, but the concept is out there, guys. Start booking. Uriah, regular learning times review. That's where we're at. Right. And that's my third podcast, the Munna's podcast, which is what we're doing now.
Perfect.
Therefore, the preferable way to learn is to follow this approach of Rabbi Nachman of Breslov. Every day you must review the conclusions of your learning in order not to forget them. This learning is useful when carefully review all the points you have elucidated. I'm sure you're doing that in yeshiva all the time.
Yeah.
Chazaring, as they call it.
Yeah.
Conversely, when a person does not review, the prince of forgetfulness reigns and causes him to forget what he learned.
Very true.
And that allows doubts to return and dominate him. Therefore, you must learn and review a great deal every day. Now, you thought you were going to have only Hasidus here because, you know, it's Breslov. But now we're going to see from Avorish that we learn everything.
Yeah.
This idea is staying in the famous introduction to Mesilat Yesharim. I did not compose this work to teach people what they do know, but to remind them of what they already know. Of that which is quite well publicized. In most, what have I written, you will only find matters that most people know and do not question at all. But although these matters are evident and their truth is revealed to everyone, people commonly ignore them, regularly forget them. So really, it's just like revealing what you already know.
Yeah.
But the problem is, we're forgetting.
Yeah.
Therefore, the utility to be gained from this book, of Mesilat Yesharim, and I suppose all these books, does not result from a one-time reading because the reader might only attain a few intellectual insights that he did not have before. Rather, and this is in bold now, the usefulness results from consistent review of the material. Now, have you ever heard Rav Oresh speak a little bit?
Yeah, for sure.
You heard him pray a little bit? If you sat with him for a while?
I love he's into Simcha.
Simcha is smiling. He always says, Eli, smile. That's what he says to me. And he says, Tein li emuna. One of the things he walks around saying all the time, give me emuna, repeats it again and again.
Simcha,
like constantly meditating, building up stronger and stronger will to connect to these concepts so it becomes real in him. Because of the reader remember these matters that people naturally forget, and take to his obligations that he has been ignoring. Similarly, the great leaders of Israel had the custom of learning two halakas a day on guarding one's tongue from the Chofetz Chaim, because much a person hears classes, goes to assemblies, and receives encouragement, no matter how much he is inspired here and there to change his contact, the routine of life, it habits, dampens his enthusiasm, makes him forget all his resolve. But if you learn and remind yourself such simple matters every day, then eventually you will certainly bear fruit.
Yeah.
Wow, my voice going. You got to read this last line.
Which one? Where?
Your intent.
Yeah, in order to attain the faith, that part.
Nah. It's page 310.
310?
Oh. You just skip one.
Oh, that's what I was
looking for. There we go. Right. Certainly bear fruit. Your intent?
Your intent will be strong and firm, giving you the fortitude to continue working until heaven will lead you and protect you from everything forbidden, and you will undergo an essential transformation.
Amazing. Okay, guys, so we could go on and on, but we wanna keep this class like focused. Mm-hmm. We're going to go next week into the short and certain route. We're going to mention all the different books, the Rav Oresh, the prescription. It's going to get really personal as well. He says it's so important to have a personal library of books. Just like you have personal prayer, you need to have your personal connection to Torah.
For sure.
And your personal connection to your sphere of influence, your friends, the souls that you're most connected with.
Yeah.
I had, as I said, a pleasure to talk to one of my best friends today. He phoned me from Amsterdam. And it was amazing just to connect, because a year ago we were at his wedding. And a year later, it's like, and that was unbelievable. Aiton Katz came, Alex Clare.
Wow.
We had like a real powerful, and I had the pleasure to book it.
They're both in Israel.
Aiton Katz is generally in America. Alex Clare's in Israel. And he just put out a track with Matt Dub. It's pretty cool. Yeah. Give a shout out to DJ Matt Dub Monty, I think his new name is, and Alex K. We always do like music shout outs during our class. Check out, we'll remind everyone, the new Zusha song has gone pretty viral, about everyone having a chelik in Olam Haba. Everyone has a portion of the world to come. Yeah. Very important. We're just doing that now, Pirkei Avot. And Sayings of Our Father, we're bringing up that line every week. So they brought it alive in music. And very creative music. It was like really cool, like flow.
Yeah, yeah. They're very neat. I love it.
Cool instruments. Yeah, Zakaria's, my brother from another mother. Like, Goldschmidt. It seems like similar.
Yeah.
Almost the same name. You know, like we're not relatives, but he knows how to float.
Related by religion.
Yeah. And then we have the other great music coming out. We know Nissan Black's putting out some great new tracks soon. Yeah, you've probably seen it.
We actually
also
did one together this week.
Yeah, you're going to have a track together, collab.
We have one. It's finished. It's on its way to being done. Yeah. It's just being mixed, but it's very, very special. Also.
You did it, Danny Aloni, or what his name
we
is?
Did it with Aloni, yeah.
Yeah, Aloni's cool.
Special song.
Nice. Looking forward to that. That's a exclusive shout out to Nissan Black and Uriah that they're going to be putting out a track together.
Yeah.
How exciting. And Moshe Reuven put out a track as well. Who else put out a track recently? There's a lot of music after Shavuot. You know, coming out, pouring forth. And it means a lot to me personally to have... Oh, Gavriel. I don't know if you heard of Gavriel, the real Gavriel. Check him out.
You have to show me
I'll send you his music. Yeah, beautiful. Please. He's a singer. He has a band called Akev. It's like a wedding band. But to be honest, he as a solo artist or his collaborations...
Very talented guy.
Yeah, beautiful man. Nissim at one point was considering doing a collab, didn't work out. Yeah, whatever reason, I think Moshe Reuven is doing a collab with him.
Okay.
And it's going to be, he's got star material. Like his,
I love it, yeah.
And he's also a bit of a producer as well. Like he works in the studio. It's one of my Unity Bookings guys.
Very nice.
We just added Dr. Klempner to our Unity Bookings if anyone wants to get some therapy sessions with him, with his chimes. And we also added... who else are we adding? We have Yossi Ben Sartzen. We mentioned him already. There's been some new additions. I'm going to talk about it tomorrow, Unity Flow podcast, with the screen in front of me so I don't forget all the names, because it's really becoming a big list, thank God,
of
really talented artists. And I'd like to... Yeah, it's getting a bit hectic. For example, Rudy Rochman wants to do a UK tour. I'm going to be helpfully. Anyone want to reach out? June the 26th, we'll be booking Rudy Rochman. He came also to the studio. We did a great class here.
Very nice.
And he'll be doing a tour, basically dealing with the challenges of anti-Semitism now and how we can be empowered to get more involved with activism to counteract all of that. Mm. And he's going to be doing that all around UK. We've already got a lot of interest from... The few messages I've sent out, and there's a mass interest, so
it's very special.
It's exciting, so it's going to get busy, hopefully. And we pray that it brings Shefa. One other book I recommend everyone checking out since we're learning Svarim here, Zera Shimshon. You ever heard of it?
I believe so, yeah.
So there's another Chabura group I'm part of, and they're bringing Yeshua through learning the book of Zera Shimshon. Thank God, there's such a large amount of Torah. We're going to give you this bag wonderful presence.
Thank you.
Before we do that, I just want to end off the class with Uriah. Other than the good news of doing a collab with my holy brother,
sure.
But what about you? What's your dream?
So, my name is Uriah, right? So, my mother gave it to me when I was younger. It means God's light. And the dream is to spread Hashem's light in the world, you know? Whether no matter what you've been through, there's always light. You know, there's always light and there's always a positive outlook you can see if you're in the right place, you know? And in the right place is in wherever Hashem is.
Nice.
So that's the goal with the music, is to be able to give people something to connect to, you know? I'm big on that. You got to make it personal. It's got to be personal. Not just something, all right, we're going to do this, we're going to da-da-da-da-da, to go through the motions and that's right. No, this is something deeper than that, you know? So my goal is to bring the light. Bring the light,
man.
That's it.
So, and in terms of your music, like, what is the theme other than the light? Like, personal, is
it... As far as, like, the...
Like, style, what kind of style would you say? It's hard to put words onto things, like, creative. Yeah, yeah. But what you feel comfortable expressing that will most depict, because there are people out there who want to connect to different genres of music. And
right.
Personally, me, I'm into everything.
Yeah.
Like, I'm rocking NF because he's a clean rapper.
And what's his name? Nisim loves.
Yeah. NF's new stuff.
A whole thing about NF.
Happy. Woo. That song.
Yeah.
Is radio friendly.
A lot of special stuff. I think.
Check it out, NF. And then there's all the general Jewish music world stuff that we can talk about. Like Mordechai Shapiro just put out a nice fun song.
Mm.
There's always like a lot of fun Jewish music out there.
Yeah.
It's
a little bit different than that.
Yeah.
I take influence from a lot of some NF. It's NF style, but not so well, a little much, bit it's my own thing. Yeah, a little bit of hip hop, a little bit. Most of it's melodic. I sing. It's not really rapping. It's more singing for me.
And with the keys, you're doing the keyboard?
Some of the, yeah, mostly everything's produced by me also.
Amazing.
I there's a producer I've been working with who's made a lot of stuff for me. He's very, very, very talented guy.
You gave a name? Shout out?
Aram, A-R-A-M. Aram. Very, very talented person.
Was he in Miami?
No, he's in, he's in some Czechoslovakia or something.
Oh, you're like outsourcing.
Yeah, outsourcing to the Mac.
I love that, outsourcing. I need to get into that.
And I
outsourced my website, by the way, to Ukrainians. Yeah. They did a great job.
Very nice, yeah.
Even during the war.
A lot of them do a lot of, yeah, yeah. It's special. They're very, very talented.
Yeah.
So, the Hebrew songs as well. So do Hebrew and English.
Is that like with Kavana, with intention?
Yeah, for Kavana for sure. Everything is
mindful.
Gone out with the plan. Yeah.
With intention.
Yeah, it's all conscious music.
Cool. So and the English and you don't want to just be exclusive
and the
English.
Too, the topics are
you don't
all
want to
about,
be exclusive Hebrew. You want to like Lashon Kodesh. You want to bring it all.
I try to get a bit of a mix of everything. Yeah.
Wow. So, what's your dream? What would you like to see other than the light aspect? What would you like to see with your music? You'd like to see it. Is it important for you to get on the Billboard number one, or you want to be like on the biggest platforms like Heart FM? I don't know whatever's out there.
I think the goal is to have the biggest impact. You know, I mean that. You know, I've been. The reason why I make the music I make is because I try to make things that I was looking for that I didn't necessarily hear from everywhere, or I couldn't really connect to it. I mean, obviously we have a lot of, like you said, talented Jewish artists and a lot of talented people in general that are very influential and inspirational, but...
You still haven't reached the world fully.
Yeah. So I'm trying to...
Matsyo tried, sort of did.
Yeah, exactly. So
you
I'm
know,
trying
Nissim's
to do it.
Nissim's on his
exactly.
way, but there's, you
right.
know...
And
still
he's
not,
doing it.
He's doing
unreal.
It.
Unreal. It's unbelievable.
But it's still not the whole world. It's still
right,
not...
Right, so for me, I
want... Amuna Global, like we say.
Exactly.
That's our tagline, by the way.
Amuna Global, I like that.
Yeah. I try to say they're a Shimshon Global, but the guy running it didn't like it too much.
Yeah, Amuna Global is...
no, everyone's into that.
Everyone knows what that is.
Yeah. Yeah, Emunah's universal.
Yeah. It's a big word in the Jewish, obviously.
But it's the whole world. Everyone needs Emunah.
Yeah.
That's the concept. What's going to help?
Very big.
Take away all this anxiety and pain, like as much as people are trying through medication or through alternative meditation or all these other different ways. In the end, having a Emunah system, value system, soul system, is really going
to
heal.
And we have to be honest as well. Like, there's a lot of challenges people have in their life. You know, a lot of challenges. And the music is, I've had some very, very inspiring, and I didn't even believe, like, I had to read it a few times. I've had some very inspirational messages that people have sent me from the stuff that I've made, and it's just such an inspiration to keep that going, you know? And so my goal is to get, it's for everybody. I want people with their mothers and their parents and the kids, whatever, whoever, just to come and to enjoy it, and just... The biggest impact, you know, that on anyone. That's the goal.
So we share a similar goal.
Whether it gets on Billboard or not, whether it gets over there or not, that's great.
Yeah. That part's up to the Kodesh
Baruch. That part doesn't come with me to heaven. The Billboard doesn't come with me to Shemayim. But the impact.
Look at the way NF talks about success, you know?
Yeah.
He's like, you know, it's gotta come from it's gotta be real music, as he always says.
Exactly.
Real.
It's real always it lasts the longest. Right. So the Billboard doesn't come with me to Shemayim. But the impact that's a different story.
So we share similar goals. We're all in the same story. So that's really inspiring for me to bring a fellow musician and soul brother into the studio.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
To have us, we're coming up to just do a little bit of Torah to end off the class, and then we'll have the last word from our guest.
Sure.
Think of something encouraging to end off with, because that's the climax. We're trying to get to this last dance. So Parshat Balasecha, there's a lot of chizuk in the Parsha, a lot of inspiration there, especially with we have the menorah, begin the Parsha, the light. You were talking about Uriah, so we had a theme of light here, very perfect timing, Ashkacha Pras, Divine Providence, we discuss light and bringing that light to the world. This Parsha starts with that way, and really you see with all the struggles that the Jewish people go through in this week's Parsha, with all the Nisyonis, the challenges, the big Nun, the giant Nun of Nun Shari Torah, Nun Shari Bina, and Tshuva is there giving inspiration from Hibin Sa'aron, there's Pesukim of Chizuk and encouragement, and throughout the whole time Moshe and Yeshua, and you see all by the Tzaddikim are guiding us as we just learned today. We learn, we'll review it, the concepts of going over, making it clearer and clearer, internalizing it, making it very real inside you, to hear the voice of love, the voice of connection, the voice of Hashem Yisbarach, the voice of your soul communicating into your heart and beating out those negative voices. You know how much I get messages from people I love who are struggling in their inner world.
Absolutely.
With the negative voices, these voices putting them down.
Yeah.
And it's not even truth. There's no truth to it. It's lies.
Yeah.
Shaka. And online, it makes you feel like when you go online, you see everyone seems to be living it up. And really, people are struggling inside. And really, we have to strengthen that inner voice to give us the true quality of life.
Yeah.
And that's music definitely is a huge tool for that. Yeah. Prayer, learning, kindness, all these beautiful things. So we should take that with us, Parshas Balotcha, to have the aliyah, the strength to go, keep going up in our life, especially in these coming weeks. We need as much chizuk and encouragement when we're going into the Parshas of Bamidbar. I just heard from Shlomo Katz of Shavuot. I'm sure you learned a lot also, Shavuot. We had Baruch Hashem, beautiful class in the middle of the night. And he was saying over the Parshas of Bamidbar, and when we're learning the May Mishloach, you heard of the Mishloach?
Yes.
Mishloach, he's the Rav of Rav Sodek and Rav Leibeleger and all those dynasties that came out there. Amazing Derech of Chassidus. I personally have a chavrusa with it every week. In Rav Sodek and Leibeleger, the students, but I also learn with Rav Shlomo Mishloach. So he said over there, Mamidbar is Parshias after we go to Balotcha, filled with mistakes, filled with challenges, filled with problems.
Yeah.
So what's the point? How are we going to go ahead in these coming weeks with all the challenges that are going to come that Hashem should protect us from and give us strength to deal with them? We need to have that voice inside of us strong.
Yeah.
To do the last dance, we have to have encouragement. We have to have strength. Ruck, chazak, yamatz.
And like the Sefer was saying also, just making
it. Let's end off with your...
Repeating the... Keeping that constant positive energy in your mind, you know? And I think a big part of the tefillah, the davening that we do every day is a constant reminder. Hashem, thank you so much for everything you've done for me. You know,
gratitude. So.
But we should also make sure that it's personal. Like you were saying, with the people that are there dealing with these negative thoughts and these things that they go through in their life, it's a challenge. But we have to, as much as it's a challenge, we can't just say that, all right, that's it. You know what I mean? We have to make it, we have to make a personal connection. And the Judaism has to be a personal thing. It can't just be something that it's like, okay, well, I'm just going through the motions. Like I was saying before, it's just... It ultimately it won't lead to anything genuine. It won't lead to anything from the neshama. The neshama is not really going to feed, like get the proper nutrition it needs to serve Hashem in the proper way, right? So it should all be personal for us. Yeah, like you were saying as well, that there's a lot of challenges in the upcoming parshiyot. The shalach is actually my parsha, which is the best thing.
The mitzvah.
Which I'm going to lay.
Yeah, God's help.
But even the shalach, there's a lot of challenges that went on there. A lot of doubts.
When we're going week already, isn't it?
Yeah, it's next week.
In the rest of the world, they're Parshas Naso.
Yeah.
All you guys out there, probably by the time they load up the website version, it will be next week anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
So we'll actually work out Balotcha. But for you guys in Naso, Birkas Kohanim, you're still with the tribes, you're a week behind.
Yeah.
We're already getting ready for the coming months.
We're moving.
Yeah, and 2 weeks' time, they'll be in Shlach in the rest of the world.
Okay, right, exactly.
Shlichus,
exactly.
So what's the ending words of this class?
I mean, the ending word from me is at least to like we're reading in this book, and like we said many times in different ways, to make it personal, try to make a personal connection. And realize, you know, that there's always a light. There's always a light in whatever,
that's it.
Whatever that's going on.
We're learning a new light, even more.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on,
this is meant to be a new light. Okay, so take it in.
Let's go, guys.
Yeah.
Hashem's showing us the way. Let's go. Let's enjoy this journey together. And I'll see you next week, Muna class.
Amen.
Please go, we'll be able to dance, the final dance of Mashiach Sakenu, all of us together, all our family, all our friends. And the best part is, check out United Souls, I have a Substack.
Sure.
And over there, what's the comfort when you don't have your mother, your father, you have these beautiful souls with you anymore in this world? You always have them with you, and in true, because we're all souls, and ultimately we're all connected.
Exactly.
And that's the ultimate comfort to us all. We should end with that we'll all be dancing together with all the souls of all of humanity and all the loved ones.
Amen.
Thank you. Have a beautiful rest of the week.
Enjoy.